back of the counter asked me, he said, "Do you want a poke?" And to myself, I said, "I'm going to have to fight my way out of this thing," because to me, a poke meant a lick in the face. He was going to take a poke at me. But by then, he had picked up a paper bag, so I said, "Yes, please put it in a poke." That was my first experience with poke. Mm-hmm. But pig in a poke was pig in a bag. Uh-huh. And that meant, too, buying something you didn't know what you were buying. You couldn't see it before you bought it.
Okay. How about when the light burns out in an electric lamp, what do you put in there for a new light?
A new bulb. You unscrew the burnt out bulb and you put in a new bulb.
Okay. When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line out there, what do you carry it in?
Often in a basket or okay. In a bucket.
Okay, what do you call the container that nails come in? Does that have a special name?
A keg.
Yeah.
They came 100-pound kegs.
Uh-huh.
And much other hardware was put in the same size kegs.
Okay.
Because they were easily handled.
Right.
One man could handle that weight, and they stacked easily okay. And whatever.
You talked about a barrel a while ago. What runs around the barrel that holds
a
the
hook.
Staples? Okay. Okay, is there just one, or are there a few of them?
Five or more to the usual barrel.
Uh-huh.
One in the very center and two at each ends.
Right. Okay. What do you put on top of a bottle?
A stopper.
Okay.
Or a cork.
Right. What's a musical instrument that you put in your mouth and you work it back and forth?
Mouth organ.
Okay.
Some people call it harmonica.
Okay.
But mouth organ, and also a jew's harp.
Yeah, is there a difference between those?
Yes. The mouth organ has many tones, and you work it sideways and blow into it.
Right.
But the jew's harp is a little harp-shaped thing with a vibrator.
Uh-huh.
And you put it against your teeth,
uh-huh.
And you hum, and with your right finger you tap the vibrator part, and you get music from the jew's harp that way.
Okay. What do you hit nails with?
A hammer.
Okay. If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece that's between the two horses?
Tongue.
Yeah. Okay. If a horse is pulling a buggy, okay. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Hames. Shafts.
Okay.
Hames was I'm quite sure was a word we used.
Okay. What's the steel outside of a wagon wheel? Does that have a special name?
Hub.
Okay.
That's the inside, and rim is on the outside.
Right. Okay.
Tire. Tire, they call the outside rim.
Yeah. Okay. How about when a horse is hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to, or when it's on a buggy, the things the traces come back to in order to hook on?
Single tree?
Yeah, that's what you call it. Uh-huh. Okay, how about on a wagon when you have two horses and each one has a single tree? What do you call the thing that both of those are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
I've forgotten that one.
Yeah. How about, let's see, do you use... Well, double single tree is one thing maybe people use. Did you use that or some other one? Doesn't come to mind.
Do you have another
tree?
Double tree, possibly.
No. Something else is in your head though. Something.
No, it's been over 50 years since I've used this term,
uh-huh.
And I've forgotten.
If someone's filling up his wagon at a wood lot and just taking a lot to the house and unloading it and filling it up again, what's he doing back and forth?
Hauling.
Uh huh. Okay.
He'll haul or he's hauling.
Okay. And if there was a log across the road, you'd say, "I've tied a rope to it and..."
Dragged it.
Okay.
Dragged it out of the road.
And if you say, "I have..." Using drag.
I have drug.
Mm-hmm.
I drug the log out of the road.
Uh-huh. And what do you use to break up the ground with in the spring?
A plow.
Yeah. Okay.